Thank you for the floor, Mr. President. At the outset, Barbados associates with the statements delivered by the CARICOM Group, G77 and China, and GRULAC. Barbados thanks the Director for the thorough presentation and UNACLAC for the work undertaken to produce this report focusing on Latin America and the Caribbean. Thank you, Ambassador Sanchez Fung, for your intuitive comments on the report. We agree with the observations that the Latin America and the Caribbean region continues to be challenged in meeting growth targets which have been set over the years. Latin America and the Caribbean has faced persistent low economic growth and high unemployment, exacerbated by COVID-19, global inflation, supply chain disruptions, and weak structural reforms. The region's average GDP growth remains low, while unemployment, particularly among youth and informal workers, remains high. The climate crisis adds another layer of complexity to an already complicated issue, given our geographical location and reliance on vulnerable sectors such as agriculture and tourism, which are highly impacted by climatic events. The results of the survey confirms these realities. The matter therefore occupying our attention: how do we respond effectively to the crisis in a holistic manner and address all the concerns raised in the survey? As we have repeatedly heard over the last 2 days, we need to diversify our economies. The dependence on a few commodities and low-value exports has to be reversed. Assistance in moving up the value chain has to be prioritized. Moving persons from the informal to the formal sector is critical, and some of our countries are making strides in this regard by introducing labor market reforms, including improving our social safety nets, increasing technical and vocational training, and introducing other mechanisms to encourage persons to engage in formal employment. Closing the technology gap is a challenge that some in our region grapple with. There is the matter of access to technology and building the capacity to maximize the use of new technology, upskilling our populations in order that there is no negative impact from increased use of technology. There are also the opportunities which can arise if there are improvements in infrastructure and the reduction in logistical bottlenecks. The Global Supply Chain Conference, which was held in Barbados last May, provided a platform to discuss some of these challenges. The conversation must continue, and practical targets must be set to respond to these challenges. There are opportunities for UNCTAD to continue to provide support in these areas in collaboration with other agencies such as ILO, which has responsibility for matters relating to labor in the UN system, and other international agencies to reverse the downward trend. New opportunities for affordable financing, public-private sector partnerships, and increased levels of technical assistance must be unlocked. Mr. Chairman, Mr. President, I thank you.